fall asleep. Mom would slip into my bed next to me and shine the flashlight on the dark ceiling. "See the moon?" she'd say, pointing to the perfect round light. "Let's make it dance." She'd move the flashlight, causing our moon to trot or waltz back and forth across the ceiling. We'd laugh, and she'd make that moon dance until my eyes got so drowsy I fell asleep. Of course, that was kid stuff. These days, I lull myself to sleep thinking of Scarlett swinging back and forth on her porch swing. Music softly plays, and I figure it's from some house far away. But the sound gets closer. James Taylor is singing "You've Got a Friend." "Are you okay?" Scarlett stands above me, holding a transistor radio. I look at her red toenails and wonder if she puts cotton balls between each one before painting them. Most guys would jump up, but I lie there like a dork and squeak, "Yeah, I'm fine." I don't know what it is about this girl that makes my voice go up 2 octaves.
An octave is a musical scale of 8 notes. So if Toby's voice jumped 2 octaves, he must be really squealing. But considering Toby's sense of humor, my guess is that he's exaggerating. Let's continue with the last paragraph on page 79. It starts, "Are you sure?"
"Are you sure?" From the ground, I have an incredible view of her long legs wearing a pair of short white cutoffs. Now is a good time to get up. But I stay there, stretched out on the ground like some corpse. "Yeah, kind of tired. Rough day at the office." My ears are